Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Thank you for coming with me this morning, Shula. It's meant a lot to me.
Yes, I know. It was a lovely service.
Yes. It was very comforting. His forgiveness prayer was spot on.
Oh, sorry, Mum. Do you mind if I check my messages?
Not at all.
Oh, I hope none of my helpers has dropped out.
Well, I'm sure Chris will give you a hand if they have. She's going anyway with Freddie and Lily.
Oh, phew. Just one from Susan. Offering to bring an extra roll of clean film.
I hope the twins will be all right on Wednesday.
Nigel's birthday.
Yes.
I haven't forgotten. It's going to be a tough week for Elizabeth.
Oh, will there never be an end to this, Shula?
Oh, come on, Mum. Don't undo all the good of the service.
No.
I'm planning to go to the graveyard with some flowers on Wednesday. Why don't you come with me?
Oh, yes, please.
Shula. Hi. Oh, splendid to see you.
Hello, Alan.
You've made Jill very happy.
Well, Mum always puts other people first.
You hear that, Jill?
Oh, I don't know. Family, maybe.
She won't take a compliment, will she?
Oh, I know.
Hey, not to leave you out. You're looking very lovely.
Oh, thank you.
She's going to the Hunt Puppy Show at Netherbourne.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, and I'd better get over there. We've a mountain of sandwiches to make. Bye, Alan.
Bye, Shula. And thanks again for coming.
No, it's fine. It was very nice.
Well, everyone was very pleased to see you.
Yeah, and me then. Bye, Mum. I'll ring you later.
All right,
okay?
Darling. Good luck. She's being modest. The tea she's got planned would be fit for a royal garden party.
I can imagine.
It's one of the few things Phil and I disagreed on. Hunting. I didn't miss him quite so much this morning in church.
Good. It was like old times seeing Shula sitting there beside you.
Gave me a lot of strength. Hmm. I wish she'd come back to St. Stephen's.
I know you do.
Morning, Jean.
I think she wants me to have a word. I'm sorry, Jill.
That's all right.
If you are in this afternoon, I'll pop round for a cup of tea.
Oh, do. Right.
And here's a programme for you as well, Lily.
Thank you.
Ah, it all looks wonderful, Oliver.
Well, thank you, Christy. So far, so good.
You put in such a lot of work, I can see.
Well, I wanted everything tip-top for our visiting judges.
Is Caroline with you?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Oh, she will be.
Oh, where's Freddie run off to?
He's seen Aidan.
Ah.
I hope Mummy lets me be a puppy walker one day.
Well, that would be good, because we always need more.
Who have you got judging today?
Oh, Angus, Master of the North Borsetshire, and Seymour, Kennel Huntsman to the Grange.
Ah, no wonder you've got everything looking so spick and span. Seymour is so critical.
Yeah, I know. And I don't want to give either of them the opportunity to find fault.
Angus for donkey's years.
Oh, he's a very experienced judge.
Can we go and look at the puppies? The baby ones?
Oh, in a minute, I'm talking to Oliver.
Well, actually, I'm making my announcements in a minute.
Oh, all right then, Lily.
There's Auntie Shula, look.
Oh, come on then. Let's join her.
Well, I hope you have a lovely afternoon. So, where exactly are you, my sweet?
Hello, Shula.
Come and sit down. Hello, Lily.
Hi.
No, Freddie?
He's sitting with Aidan.
Yes. I'm just taking a breather. The teas are all laid out. We've really only got to take the cling film off everything and brew up.
Have you got enough help?
Oh, yes. Clary and Nick are a great team. Vicky even turned up. And Susan's in charge of scones and cream.
Oh, is Christopher here?
Yeah, somewhere.
He played a blinder at the single wicket, didn't he? Catching his father out like that.
Oh, Neil was very proud of him. Oh, it's a shame Alice isn't back from uni. She loves the puppy show.
Oh, there's Mandy Beesborough, look. She dyes her hair now, of course, to keep it red.
Really?
Out of a bottle, believe me.
You know she's stepping down from the pony club?
Yes.
I knew that.
I'm surprised Caroline isn't here.
Oh, yes. Naughty Caroline. Oliver's fuming about it.
I didn't notice.
Well, he's putting on a brave face, isn't he? She was meant to be here early to help him meet and greet.
Well, of course.
I haven't seen Uncle David's new puppy yet.
Oh, haven't you, sweetheart?
I didn't want to go with Freddy. Too annoying.
Well, I'm sure you'll meet Tig very soon. Now, let me have a look at your programme.
That hound looks a good one.
Oh, which one?
In front of Mike, over there on the end.
Oh, yes, that's Cheerful. Oh. The Cheetham's walked him. Francesca, holding his leash, she's a pupil of mine.
What do you mean, he looks good?
Well, he's got nice sloping shoulders and a good length neck, see?
Yes.
And his stern's not too curly.
There's quite a crowd. I hope we can feed them all. Oliver's aiming for a 4 o'clock tea.
He'll be lucky. Once Angus starts on his speech, no one will be able to shut him up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
A very good afternoon to you all and a warm welcome to the South Borsetshire Puppy Show 2011. I hope you're all enjoying yourselves, having a good old catch-up and casting your eye over our young entry. I can see you all pretending to look knowledgeable.
Oh, there goes Oliver's hat, look.
I'll see if I can guess it.
Okay, Lily.
Good girl.
We have a wonderful afternoon lined up for you. I'd especially like to welcome Mr. Stapleton and Mr. Manville, who'll be judging today. So let's show them a proper South Borsetshire welcome, shall we?
Everyone's paying more attention to the hat than to Oliver.
Yes.
Oh, go on, Lily.
Now, I hope you all have a programme. Right, now we expect the judging to begin in approximately 15 minutes' time in the show ring, followed by the presentation and speeches at 3:30. We can then repair to the main marquee for our usual sumptuous...
Button got the hat before me.
Oh, so we saw.
This afternoon is, of course, our opportunity to thank all our puppy walkers. With their care and devotion, the young'uns can come back into the kennels to become part of the pack. So let's hear it for the puppy walkers.
Yes.
All for a little one. Caroline, there you are.
We simply couldn't manage without you.
I wondered where you got to.
Ah, safe return of hat. Thank you, Molly. Shall I risk it?
Yeah. Never!
Yeah. I just couldn't get away. Oliver's been constantly checking his watch.
I'm sorry.
It's not me you need to say sorry to.
Am I in the doghouse, then?
Well, I wouldn't crack that joke around Oliver if I were you.
Now, where was I? Our appreciation extends to all the kennel staff and volunteers as well, of course. So how about a big hand for them as well?
I don't know what I'd do without Shula.
No, I'm sure.
She's been completely steadfast in her support for both Elizabeth and David.
Good for her, because it can't be easy.
Oh, I wish they had the church to fall back on, Ellen.
Yes.
Just to give them that time out to reflect on it all. Look outside themselves for a moment. It might help Elizabeth to forgive David, and David to...
forgive himself.
Exactly. He can't let it go.
You said it would have been Nigel's birthday on Wednesday.
Yes. Mm. And Elizabeth decided to go off on some day course with Roy on historic houses. I think it's a terrible idea.
Well...
What?
Well, I can see it might help. You know, keeping busy. I did that when Catherine died.
It might help her, Alan. But what about the children? They're not going to forget their father's birthday. And if she's not around, who will they turn to? I don't know if she's even thought about that.
Jill, maybe you need to trust her. Hmm? The children are in her thoughts all the time, I'm sure.
I know. And they'll be at school during the day, of course. I'd just like her to know I haven't forgotten. Nigel was very dear to me. But I don't want to interfere.
Hey, it's not interfering to care about your children and grandchildren. You must do what you feel is right.
Oh, Oh, more scones.
Oh, here, let me make room.
Thanks. Oh, we can't get them out fast enough.
It's the most wonderful spread, Shula. Well done.
Oh,
I helped make one of those cakes.
Yeah, you did, Lily.
I wondered if Angus and Seymour were ever going to shut up. I was dying for a cup of tea.
Yes, and we were wondering where everyone had got to. Uh-oh. Oliver's still got a face like thunder.
Oh, yes, and he and Caroline are going outside, look.
Auntie Christine, I didn't understand that joke.
Well, what joke's that?
What definition of hock is the financial condition of most horse owners?
Oh, that's an old one.
But you know what the hock is on a horse, Lily?
No, not that joke. The one the huntsman told.
Oh, Oh, look, there's Molly Button waving at you.
Oh, yes.
I think she wants you to go over. Off you go.
Okay.
So what was the joke then?
Well, it was par for the course for Seymour.
Oh.
There was this stud groom who'd had too much to drink.
You've been avoiding me all afternoon.
And why do you think that is? I feel thoroughly let down.
I'm sorry.
You know what a big occasion this is for me. And you couldn't even come on time.
I intended to.
No, Caroline. If you'd really intended to, you'd have been here at the start. Instead, you just slink in.
I didn't slink.
After I've started my speech when I couldn't say anything.
Please, Oliver, listen. I was all set to come over, ready to help meet and greet.
Were you?
But Caterina wasn't well.
So you said in your text.
Well, your phone wasn't on.
Well, of course it wasn't. I was on duty here, giving people my full attention.
I literally had no one to cover on reception. Then one of the restaurant staff called in. And I was running to and fro like a headless chicken trying to organise the lunch service as well.
This has been in your diary for months. One thing, Caroline. One thing I wanted you to do for me.
Yes, I know.
I told you what would happen. You've taken on all that extra work at Grey Gables in spite of my reservations. So, of course, you have to give it priority. And where does that leave me?
It's clearly been very successful here.
Oh.
Angus was very complimentary in his speech.
Well, of course it's been successful. I can run a puppy show standing on my head. The point is, I felt completely humiliated. Everyone was wondering where you were. I was forced to apologise for your absence, promising people you'd come as soon as possible, while not actually knowing if it was true.
I came as soon as I could.
And it's not only me you've let down. What about the walkers and the kennel staff, They work for weeks to pull the show together.
Yes, I know, and I feel awful, okay?
Well, so you should.
Oliver.
It's time I got back to my guests. Some of them may be ready to leave.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jessica's new photos of the birds. I've just downloaded them.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, she took loads of them on the wing, but Eleanor's come out best.
Oh, you can see the folly in the distance. Mm. Look how it's caught the light.
Yeah, it's magical, isn't it? See, I think we need to slant the website page towards more information and education about the birds themselves.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm working on the text with Jessica. I mean, take Eleanor, for instance. She gets used on experience days. She's a Harris hawk and they're cooperative.
Mm.
But people don't necessarily know that, do they? So it could be on the site.
Well, she tells them on the day.
OK, but this is all about drawing people in, isn't it? Or that she breeds the birds herself, so none of them are taken from the wild. Again, it's something that we know.
But not everyone will.
Exactly.
Oh. So what, we could structure some of this as FAQs?
Yeah, it could do.
Well, I think that'll work better than a great long screed of text.
OK, I'll do a breakdown of the information and let you see it. Then we can decide on the questions with Jessica.
Great.
And I'd like to give the days much more prominence on the main site, too.
Oh, yes, I agree. Well, let's inset that picture on the homepage. If that doesn't draw people in, I'd be amazed.
Mistress of the paddocks. What's this, a bonk buster?
Oh, I nicked it off Mum last week.
Yeah, so now I know what you get up to when I'm off milking.
Oh, fat chance. I must have read the first page 20 times. I can't concentrate on anything since Kira. Oh, I wish we had a proper outside space to sit in on a day like this.
Well, Ruth's always saying we can use the orchard.
Oh, yeah, but it's a right performance, lugging everything over there.
Yeah, I know.
Plus there's all those bees. Anyway, I don't want to disturb her now.
No, don't do that.
This is great, isn't it? George is at school, the milking's done, baby's asleep.
Yeah, it won't last.
Oh. Shouldn't have said that. I'll go. Oh, hello.
Oh, Ed, you're in.
Yeah, I just popped back for a coffee.
Well, I just wondered how things were going, you know. That was not important, if you're busy.
No, come in, Oliver, come in.
Righto.
You timed it just right.
And I've arranged for us to meet the carpenter tomorrow afternoon. Then we can decide where to site the new signs.
Good. I like the design. Very eye-catching.
Well, I checked the diary. You've nothing down.
OK.
I hope it's still all right for me to leave at four today. Lorna's seeing the conference out.
Yes, I should think so.
Because I'll cancel my plans if it's not.
Roy, it's fine. What's so important? Or is it private?
Oh, no, not at all. Meeting Phoebe in Borchester. She's got an after-school club, then we're going to go for a cappuccino.
Ah, oh, very grown-up.
Well, she always has a nice smoothie, actually.
You must go.
Thanks. Well, she was at a sleepover on Saturday, then she spent most of Sunday at Kate's, and really need a proper chat with her about this South Africa idea. You know, just her and me.
Oh, yeah. I've heard what Hayley thinks.
Yeah, she's not happy, to say the least.
I don't blame her. I wouldn't let Freddie and Lily out of my sight for a whole year. No way.
Well, I'm hoping to persuade Phoebes to go just for the summer. That'll be hard enough for me and Hayley, but sometimes you've got to let them fly the nest.
Of course, George is after us having a puppy now he's met Tig.
Like we could fit a dog in this place with the four of us.
Oh, now that would be a squeeze.
I think I'd move out.
Oh, great.
Oh, how was the puppy show, anyway?
Oh, great success, thanks, Ed. Although I did have one or two inconveniences to overcome. Oh, we passed muster with Angus and Seymour, that's the main thing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, they were judging. One of them told rather a good joke in his speech, actually. A bit racy, but...
Oh, yeah, go on, then.
Oh, no. I'll spare your blushes. But it really was rather, near the knuckle. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry.
It's OK, Oliver. I'm sure she'll go back to sleep.
Oh, Caroline's always telling me not to do that.
It's OK, sweetheart, it's OK.
Well, look, it's time I was on my way anyway.
Oh, you don't have to go.
No, I can see you want to get on. Thanks very much for the coffee, Emma.
It's OK.
I'll see myself out.
Are you sure?
Yeah, get up.
Bye.
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 OK, right. Come on, lovely. Oh, come to Mummy. Hey, noisy man's gone now.
What do you think that was about?
What?
Shh. Oliver, checking up on me. He's dropped by for afternoon milking a couple of times recently and all. He's watching my every movie, what?
So? Oh, let's walk you round, shall we?
Well, he said he was just passing the time of day, but...
Oh, that's what retired people do, hold you up when you're trying to work. Joe's always doing it.
Do you think he don't trust me no more?
Oh, don't be daft.
I'm doing my best with the herd. But look what happened to Ruth and David losing them cows. If it could happen to them...
That's a good girl.
Could happen here.
Hey.
However careful I am, I don't want Oliver thinking I can't hack it.
Oh, Dad, I don't want to go just for the summer.
Listen to me, Phoebe. We've thought about this really, really carefully, your mum and me. Look, and a year is too long.
Well, I don't think so.
No, you've made that very clear. Are you going to eat that muffin?
Dad, please.
Look, sweetheart, have you even begun to think about how much we'll miss you? It will be awful.
I'll miss you as well.
And there's Grandad and Vicky and your Auntie Brenda. I mean, they love you and all. And what about Abby? I mean, she's only three. A year without her big sister. She'll have forgotten who you are.
That's stupid. I Skype Nolly and Super all the time and they know who I am.
Yeah, but they're not used to seeing you. Abby will be lost without you.
I know. I'd really miss her. Of course I would. And you and Mum. Like anything.
Well, and then there's your mates, eh? What about Ellie? You're never off the phone to Ellie. She won't let you go without a fight.
She'll still be here when I get back. We're sworn best friends till we die. I really want to see what it's like living there for real, like every day. Then I can come back after a year and tell my friends all about it.
Show off, you mean?
No. It was really hard saying goodbye to Nolly and Super when I came home back in April. Really hard. They're my family too, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
Lucas reckons Nolly looks a bit like me.
Does he?
If I spend a year out there, I can get to know them properly. We can do loads of stuff together. Fun stuff.
It won't be one long holiday, Phoebe. You know, with non-stop outings and treats, it'll be like everyday things, boring things.
I don't care. Boring's okay as well.
And what if you get homesick? You won't be able to keep coming and going. Love, it's such a long time.
Lucas's family really rate me, you know.
Do they now?
Uncle Desmond and Anele. She's so cool. Hey, you could all come over and see us for Christmas. How amazing would that be?
That would cost an awful lot of money, sweetheart.
I didn't want to hold you up, David.
Oh, no, you're all right. I could do a stretch in my legs. Saw you at the gate, watching us work.
How's it going?
Fine, yeah. Yeah, nice bit of hay.
Good. I'm pleased to see Eddie putting my old Jones baler to good use.
Yeah, well, he's only doing a narrow strip up the far end, but there'll be plenty of small bales.
Ah, it smells so good when the grass is turned over.
Yeah, we did it last week. I still have a sneaking nostalgia for haymaking, I must confess.
As long as you've got plenty of help the other end, stacking them in the barn.
Well, that's what the elevator's for.
Oh, Ed tells me you're showing at the Three Counties in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's right. I can't wait. Hey, he should think about showing one of those gorgeous Guernseys. You know, get George to help him. Josh and Ben really enjoy helping me.
Oh, there's no chance of that. Ed's run ragged. The new baby's turned his life upside down.
Well... That's what they do.
And the cows are a lot of work for him.
No regrets about letting them go?
Good Lord, no, David. Every day worrying they could succumb to TB.
Tell me about it.
If I'm honest, the worrying was the main reason I gave up the herd. I hope it's not the same for Ed.
You're not concerned about the herd?
No. No, Ed's a good stockman. He'd spot any problems.
Yeah. Except some aren't so easy to spot.
Well, all I can do is watch from the sidelines now.
Right.
Oh, he told me George is enchanted with your new collie pup.
Oh. Honestly, there's been a collective outburst of soppiness at Brookfield. Keep reminding everyone that Tig's a working dog, but it falls on deaf ears.
Well, I did wonder if I might have seen your boys at Netherbourne yesterday.
Oh, no, sorry.
Freddie and Lily enjoyed the show.
Did they?
No, Elizabeth, unfortunately.
Oh.
Shame. Everyone from the Hump would have been delighted to see her. All Nigel's old friends.
Yeah. Well, maybe that was the problem.
I don't get you.
Must be this fresh wave of grief to manage every time she bumps into the next lot of people who knew her.
Yes, I suppose. 6 months now, isn't it?
Yeah. But I don't think she'll ever get over it.
Joburg's a big place. It's not like Ambridge. You won't be allowed to just wander off and play where you like.
I'm nearly 13, Dad. I don't play.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Anyway, it's good to learn how to cope in a city. I might live in one day. Just because you've never lived anywhere else.
Ooh, ouch. And how are you going to cope with a totally new school, eh? A totally new school system. Your mum and I don't know anything about the schools out there. The exams, the teaching.
Oh, Dad, you're doing my head in. I want an adventure, right? And all you're doing is, like, slapping me down.
Oh, I'm sorry if it feels like that, but it's my job to look after your interests. It's such a big thing. But I can hear that you want to do it.
I do. So let me.
I can. I can't promise.
But you might.
It's Hayley. She just loves you so much, Phoebe. She'd worry every day if you were away for so long.
I love you both, Dad, and that's never going to change. You're my mum and dad, but I've got two families. I need to spend time with my real mum now. I want to get to know everything about her. Surely you can see that.
Ah, Adam, you're here.
Hi there. Jeff thinks we'll get around 12 in the trailer for the farm tours, including me as guide, of course. So I thought I'd better check the pressures.
Now, hold on.
Well, OK, 10 if you think it's safe.
No, it's not that.
Because it will be safe with Jeff pulling it. Passers-by will be lowering their heads out of respect the speed he drives.
Adam, listen, I've just spoken to Mitchell.
Where's that dust cap?
They've quoted me an absolute fortune to ensure this open day.
Really? Oh.
It made my eyes water. Well, I can't say I'm surprised with the public bouncing around the tracks on the back of this thing and crawling all over the combine.
Well, they won't be allowed to do that for a start.
I mean, supposing some old deer falls in the fishing lake and sues us.
I thought you were reconciled to us taking it on.
Well, I was just about, but it's unrealistic, Adam, with this quote. I mean, it's not worth the outlay.
Whoa, before you write it off, let me give David a ring and see who they use.
Well, you can try, I suppose.
I will. I'm not giving up that easily.
Oh, and another thing.
Yeah, what?
Will.
But what about him?
He had a moan to me this morning. He's not at all happy about strangers disturbing his birds, or finding out where they are and how they're reared.
Well, he's got hold of the wrong end of the stick, then.
Why?
The trails won't go anywhere near the birds.
Oh.
No. I thought I'd invite Will to do Q&A sessions here in the yard. Every hour or something.
Oh, I see. Well, that is a better idea.
Yeah, then we'll slap him in the programme if he agrees. I know it's his day with George, but he can always bring the family along. It'll be a great opportunity for him to win people over to his way of thinking about the shoot.
Yeah, and to bust a few myths, I suppose.
That's part of the reason for the day, Brian. It's fantastic PR for all our enterprises. I'm trying to arrange for a photographer from the Echo to come out as well.
So everything's hunky-dory.
Not everything. Not yet. Even I have concerns about people wandering off the tour and onto our land.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Or some screaming kid freaking out the hinds.
Yeah, well, surely you'll park the trailer at the observation point for the deer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. But we need to make sure people are clear where they are and where they're not allowed to go. And I'll find out how David managed.
If you like, but we need to get the insurance right first.
We will.
Well, good luck. I hope you're not neglecting your routine jobs with all this planning for Sunday.
Don't worry, Mum's helping me, and I'm going through the lambs for the abattoir next job.
Good.
I just wanted to do these tyres while I thought of it.
Let's hope the prices stay favourable.
They will, as long as the Far East are taking so much of the New Zealand lamb.
Quite. Anyway, I'm off to the market site now to meet Alliday.
Right.
I want to see if he thinks this earlier deadline is achievable.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm not really sure, I want to hear his answer.
This is the info on the rural credit grants.
Oh, thank you for printing it out, Lewis.
No, it's not at all. Shall I pop it in the DEFRA file?
Yeah, you might as well for now.
All right.
Then at least I'll know where it is when I come to do my homework. There's such a lot to think about.
Oh, you'll be fine.
I hope so. But it's a big thing, my first quarterly meeting with Graham. I don't want to appear out of my depth.
I'm sure you won't.
He's tipped me the wink that there are some rent arrears in one of the Thai cottages. Bluebird, I think.
Oh, dear. Isn't that the Harrisons?
Yes.
Oh, so many people are struggling at the moment.
I just keep thinking what Nigel would have done.
Indeed. Oh, while I remember, there's this. From the local government archaeological officer.
What is it?
It was further advice on the old cattle buyer Nigel wanted to restore.
Okay.
I seem to remember David started a separate folder for all the correspondence. I'll have a look.
Right. Oh, there's one folder I haven't been able to lay my hands on.
Which one?
That footpath extension Nigel was in conversation about, with the Borsetshire Ramblers. I remembered him saying the maps and proposals were all together.
Yes, they are. Well, I'm surprised it's not to hand. I helped David with it myself, and I'm sure he'd have kept it safe after his meeting with Graham. He was very well organised. Would you like me to check with him?
No, Lewis.
Well, I could always...
No, I'm sure it'll turn up. Right now, I need to track down Roy.
Oh, all right, then.
Yes, I'll see you later.
Yes. Oh, dear. David? Lewis? See you, Kate.
Going into uni this afternoon, is she?
Yes, she's got a tutorial. Something worthy about growing birth rates in far-flung rural communities, she said.
Oh, not something you'd know a lot about, then.
Do you mind, Adam?
Well, international development is tailor-made for her. She does seem to have a spring in her step today.
Yeah, she's really knuckling down to this course. Anyway, Roy wants to see her tomorrow to discuss Phoebe going to South Africa.
Uh-huh.
Kate's got her hopes sky high.
Ah.
Well, she thinks it's a sign he and Haley are coming around to the idea of her staying a whole year, though I don't think it'll come to anything myself.
Yeah, well... Oh, by the way, while I was going around the trail for Sunday just now, I spotted some brown rust on the wheat.
Oh, blast.
Yeah, in Longmeadow. I mean, we could spray it before it takes hold, but I don't think it's worth the expense. It'll be harvested before it does any real damage.
Okay.
Some good news, though. David put me on to the insurance firm he always uses for their open days, and they've offered a fraction of your quote, less than a third.
Really?
I told you. They insure a lot of these kind of events. They're quite used to them.
See? Ah. So it's full steam ahead, then, is it?
Oh, great, Brian. Won't regret it. Oh, yeah, I asked David about marshalling, too.
And what did he say?
Well, they put red and white tape across all the no-access areas.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, he's got some from last year. And they put stewards in place to keep an eye out.
What, enforcers, eh? Oh, quite right.
Yeah, well, I texted Pip. She and a couple of her YFC buddies were lined up for Sunday anyway, but they're happy to come here instead.
Perfect.
Yeah, except we'll need more, being a bigger farm. The trouble is most of her friends are in the middle of their exams, as is she. Yeah, but she'll see what she can do.
Well, I mean, we've got an army of pickers here could muck in.
I did think of that, but Sunday's their day off.
Well, can't you slip them a 20 each, you know? Something to send home to Granny and her crack-off high-rise?
Don't be so patronising, Brian. Come on, how did you get on with Cliff, anyway?
Well, he raised his eyebrows briefly at the thought of bringing forward the completion date to mid-November.
Yeah.
Because he has a reputation for bringing projects in on time, you see. But ever the professional, he said he'd get on to the main contractor to see if it's doable.
Ah. Huh. Here's Harry. Quite the frequent visitor. Hiya.
You should ask Harry, Adam.
What?
To help steward our open farm Sunday at the weekend.
Oh, not possible, I'm afraid. It's my nephew's birthday on Sunday, so I'll be in Borchester with them.
Oh, worth asking. I need to make some phone calls.
Okay. See you. Now, Harry.
Jazza told me he's put his name down for the picker's trip this Friday night.
Yeah, he has. Very keen he was not to miss out.
I bet.
Yeah, though whether he'll change his mind now.
Why would he?
Well, I checked with Mum and Marek, and it's the open-air Shakespeare outing that day.
Really?
Yeah, touring company. They're doing 2 or 3 shows this season at Feldwich Park.
Only Jazza said something about a theme park.
No, that's not Friday.
All right. Excellent.
Well, be sure to tell Jazza in case he changes his mind. I'm not sure if Shakespeare's his bag. It's not really mine, to be honest.
Yeah, of course it will, yeah.
Although, it is the Scottish play, so he might be keen.
And, Zofia's going, isn't she?
Yeah. She seems to be interested in all matters cultural.
You go on, Roy. Mum?
Hello. I couldn't get you on the office phone.
What is it? I'm working.
Oh, sorry, darling. I'll be brief then. I know you and Roy are going to this Historic Houses conference all day tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right, which is why we're up against it today.
Well, I just wondered if you'd like me to help with the children after school.
I've already made arrangements.
Oh.
Well, Hayley's picking them up from school. Then as soon as I get home, she's dropping us off in Borchester.
Oh.
She offered. I'm going out for a meal with the children.
Good. Elizabeth, I hope you don't mind me reminding you.
What?
You have remembered it's Ruth birthday next week, haven't you?
I got to go, Mum. I'm sorry. Lewis is here.
Elizabeth?
Hi.
Where are we meeting the carpenter?
Outside the crack barn.
Right.
Roy's had some really useful ideas where to place the new falconry signs.
I've got my eye on you.
Yes, it's good, isn't it?
Oh, by the way, I've tracked down that footpath folder.
Where was it?
Oh, depths of the filing cabinet.
I'm doing pasta and meatballs for Jamie's supper. He loves that. That's 1.49, please, Cathy.
OK. Who are you on with this afternoon?
Oliver. He's in the back washing up our mugs. He seems at a bit of a loose end these days.
Lucky him.
Thank you.
My cottage feels like a pressure cooker.
Oh, with Jamie's exams, of course.
Yeah, I'm thinking about him all the time.
Yes.
He had science this afternoon.
And a penny change.
Oh, thanks. I always feel like a cheapskate putting a penny in the charity box.
You'd be surprised how it all adds up by the end of the week. Daniel had his chemistry and physics this afternoon. And history this morning.
Oh, that's a heavy day. How's he managing?
He's pretty calm. He'll take it all in his stride, I think.
Well, fingers crossed for both of them, eh?
Yes.
I'm just relieved that Jamie's got his head down for some last-minute revision, finally. I never thought he would.
Good for him.
I put it down to his girlfriend. She seems a good influence on him.
I didn't realise he had a girlfriend.
Yes, Natalie. I mean, he's been on the phone to her, but at least they're not going out on any dates this week. And he's not meeting up with his mates either.
You can't burn the candle at both ends.
I really hope he's turned a corner.
Well, the poor boy's had a difficult time.
Yeah. It's actually tomorrow, the anniversary of Sid's heart attack.
Oh, good Lord, doesn't the time fly?
I can hardly believe it myself. I'm just praying he stays on an even keel this week.
Yes, I see. Well, maybe the exams will help. They're keeping him occupied, aren't they?
Maybe. It would have been Sid's birthday on Thursday as well.
Oh, no.
And of course I want Jamie to do well for his father's sake.
Nigel would have been 52 tomorrow.
Oh, how awful. He was too young to die, Jill.
Yes. Anyway, I hope Jamie's all right. It's a lot for him to deal with, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I were you, I'd just be on hand for him.
I intend to be.
Just so he knows you're there, if he wants to talk about Sid's death or his birthday.
Yeah. Thank you, Jill.
Even if he doesn't take you up on it.
All right, sis. Want some toast?
No, I had my breakfast hours ago.
Well, you might need a second one.
What are you trying to do to me?
Well, I used to have two when Jack's was just a cafe.
Not great for your waistline.
You been out already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like a nice morning. You okay?
Fine. Are you working today?
I've got one or two errands to run.
Oh, what?
Oh, just this and that, you know.
Because we're low on bread, if you wouldn't mind getting some.
Yeah, sure.
I shan't have time and the freezer's low. Oh, Roy, good.
Oh, hiya. Oh, Roy, would you like...
Don't start offering him toast, Kenton.
No, I wasn't going to, but there's some coffee on.
No, Tanner, you're all right. I'd hate us to be late.
Oh, you're both off on this course today, aren't you?
We are.
Yep.
So where is it?
Barefield Manor.
Oh, yeah, très joli, yeah. Well, have a grand day, won't you?
Yeah, it should be fascinating.
Actually, I think we should get going, Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
See you, Kenton.
Yeah, see you, mate.
Now, you've got a copy of the timetable, haven't you?
Yeah, I printed the new one off as well.
Oh, thanks.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
5 out of 10. I had a little wobble this morning when I woke up.
Oh, I'm sorry, I should have been there for you.
You don't want to see my face when I've had a blub. It's not a pretty sight.
You're always a pretty sight.
Careful. You're not living with me yet.
Well, one day.
Yeah. I've texted Jamie and emailed Lucy.
Oh, good.
Just to let them know I'm thinking about them, really. And their dad, of course.
Yeah. And what about Fallon? How's she doing?
I've not seen her this morning.
Oh. Listen, Jolene, I've kept today clear.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so, you know, we could go somewhere together, get you right away from Ambridge.
Oh.
Or if you'd rather stay close to the Bull, I don't mind, whatever you say. But if it's okay, I'd like to be with you.
Thank you. Look, let me talk to Fallon first and see how she is.
It's left here, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant to tell you, Kim Daly emailed last night. It was in my inbox first thing.
Oh?
About their day conference on Monday.
Well, she wasn't complaining, was she, about me leaving early?
No, quite the opposite. She said the care and hospitality were first class, and please would I personally thank you for looking after them so well.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, credit where it's due.
Oh.
Do you need to take that?
No. Expect it's from Kate.
Ah.
She wants to meet at the ball tonight instead of home farm. I've said yes, and she'll be confirming in time. Suits me better, really. I've always feel like I'm going into the lion's den when I roll up at home farm.
Is this about Phoebe?
Yeah.
How did you get on with her on Monday?
Well, I started off feeling I was in charge of the conversation. I think she got the better of me in the end, though.
How come?
Well, I suggested a compromise. Going to Joburg for just the summer. But she was so grown up about the whole thing, she almost had me agreeing to the whole year.
How's that gone down at home?
Well, Hayley was pretty upset.
Oh, poor thing, I don't blame her.
Well, she said I was letting Phoebe wrap me round her little finger.
Oh, dear.
But I said, if we don't let her go, she may well hold it against us.
Well, forgive me, Roy, but however mature she sounded, Phoebe's still only 12. She can't possibly understand the ramifications. Oh,
but that's what she's looking forward to. All the unknowns. I mean, that's why she's so excited about it. Honestly, Elizabeth, she sounded just like Kate. And if we hold her back, I'm worried she'll really resent it.
Well, for what it's worth, I'm with Hayley.
And I'm stuck in the middle. She can always come home if she doesn't like it.
Unless she changes so much she doesn't want to come home.
Oh, please don't.
No, look, I'm sorry. It's none of my business.
So how far is it now?
Don't worry. We're only 10 minutes away.
Mm. It's a pretty drive, anyway.
Yes. Rafe and Stephanie had their wedding at Burfield.
Who?
Oh, I thought you'd met them. Rafe's in shipping. He's Tim Beecham's friend.
Nope.
It's a wonderful place. You'll love it.
Well, it looks amazing on the website.
It used to be just a family house, but they run all kinds of events there now.
Well, like you.
Mm.
So, how did you and Nigel decide to turn Lower Loxley into a business then?
Well, it was all very exciting, really, and nerve-wracking, but totally necessary if the house was going to survive in our hands. Of course, we had the mother of all battles with Julia. She was dead set against it.
Well, it's a different generation.
But Nigel stuck to his guns. You know what he had, Roy? It was a vision, not just a business plan. He knew he was privileged to live in such a glorious house, and he wanted other people to enjoy a piece of it, not keep it to himself. But it was hairy those first few months.
It was a big risk, I suppose.
Well, the bigger risk was to do nothing and then be forced to sell it a few years down the line. And Nigel felt it was his duty to create employment too, to generate wealth in all its senses.
Well, it's done me no harm.
I don't remember much about the service, except it was a grey old day.
Yeah, well, in New Zealand, you know, the weather's not always the same as in the brochures, is it?
The poor guy conducting it hadn't a clue about Sid.
Mm.
And I was still in shock about his heart attack. Oh, I wish we could have had the funeral here.
It's been horrible.
Still, look at us. Lunch in the sunshine, playing hooky.
Actually, it's quite interesting, this new menu.
Yeah, that chicken was great.
Oh, do you want another Americano?
Oh, no, this is fine. Except, it's now that I fancy a ciggy.
Tough.
Oh.
I wonder how Elizabeth's doing. Nigel always used to make the most of his birthdays.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Hmm. Yeah, she didn't mention it this morning.
Well, that's her choice.
Yeah.
I hope Lucy brings Matthew and little Sydney over one day so they can see where their granddad lived.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
He's only 8, Matthew, so I don't think he'll remember much about Sid.
No, but we all do. So at least I'll find out what he meant to the village.
Well, that's why I'd like him to come. He was at the heart of things, huh? Mm.
And a bit of a showman, when you have to be behind a bar.
Yeah. Yeah, but everyone always used to wind him up when he took himself too seriously.
Yeah. Oh, do you remember the molehills?
Oh, yeah.
You happy to talk about it?
Yes, I need some good memories today, Kenton. Go on, it was
It's leading up to Christmas, wasn't it?
Hmm.
I can't remember how it started.
What, molehills all over the... well, there were,
it was a cricket pitch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Sid hated them, I know that. Seeing his beloved pitch in a state like that.
He just went on and on about it.
It was a bit fanatical. Hey, and you made the most of it.
Well, it was an open goal, really. I couldn't resist. Oh, I felt like a school kid, creeping under the pitch in the dark.
Planting that Christmas card under one of the molehills.
Yeah. Happy Christmas, Mr. Groundsman, from Mr. Mole.
Kenton, what were you like?
Well, Mike saw the funny side, but not Sid.
No, bless him.
And he wouldn't give up trying to find out who did it. Do you remember how he caught me?
Of course I do. He persuaded you to put your name down for the carol singing, and he recognised your handwriting. Oh, he was so chuffed with himself, he was.
He was a fair cop.
You know, I think Sid secretly relished all the fun and games folks had at his expense.
Oh, well, it was all done in good part.
Yeah, of course it was. We put his ashes on the cricket pitch, because it's a place he loved best in Ambridge. After the bull, of course.
Yeah, I know.
Anyhow, they weren't Sid.
No, of course not.
Oh, he comes to life when we remember him. The fact that I can talk about him like this makes me realise how far I've come in the years since he died.
You have.
You've played a big part in that, along with Fallon. You helped bring me back to life.
Well, we should get back in reasonable time.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to see the children.
Hey, Lady Bathden was a character, wasn't she?
Oh, wasn't she just? She reminded me of Julia, actually.
What with that plummy voice?
Her stories were funny.
Well, is that something that you might consider? Days for people who want to rub shoulders with the upper classes.
Oh, no. But I'm certainly taking away some ideas about high-end tours, though.
Yeah. Bring in the people with a dosh.
Exactly. We should target the most expensive clubs and societies in the county.
Yeah, put together a package for them.
Yeah. Yeah, private tours of the house, you know, out of hours, a special meal, make them feel exclusive.
Yeah, and we could link up with a couple of private travel companies, like that guy said.
Yeah, that was a good idea. Gosh, my head's spinning.
Well, I've taken loads of notes and we've got the handouts. I'm sure we can turn some of these ideas into profit.
Well, let's hope so.
Right, better get you back, so you can have a nice time with Freddie and Lily in Borchester.
Yeah, it's very kind of Hayley to offer us a lift. It's such a pain not being able to drive.
It's time I was off to Jack's, really.
Okay.
Are you sure you're all right to do the evening shift?
Well, it's not fair to make Fallon do it. She deserves the evening off after letting me go out today.
Well, I could always fix it with Kirsty and Naomi.
I'll be fine. Go on, get lost.
All right. Bye then.
Bye.
Just don't get carried away, Kate.
I'm not, promise.
All right, you too.
I'll see you, Kenton.
All right. Look, I only said it's a possibility we may let her go for a year.
Yeah.
We're a long way off a decision.
Well, at least that shows you're opening your minds to it.
Yeah. We need a lot more information first. Not least about her schooling. I mean, it's really important she doesn't fall behind.
And you don't think I want the same thing?
What? And you're saying that she'll start in a primary school?
Yes, that's right. The same one that Mandisa goes to, and Nolly. It's really good.
Right.
And then in January, she'll go with Mandisa into the high school. Honestly, Roy, I have given this a lot of thought, you know.
Yeah, we'll need to know everything about the schools. I mean, everything, before we agree.
Okay, I'll find out everything I can.
Right.
But her real education will be outside school, experiencing a whole new world and a whole new life.
Nothing's decided yet, Kate.
Oh, Kenton, are you soft? You've only just walked out the door.
Oh, sir, I wanted to check that you're okay.
More than okay. You've been brilliant. And it was the right choice to go out. I don't want you sat round here moping.
Yeah, well, hey, you've been widowed a year. You've a right to mope. So, do you want me to come over tonight? I could make it for 11.
No, I think you should stay at Lower Loxley. Elizabeth might need a nightcap and a listening ear.
Oh, Alistair, is Jamie there?
Uh,
Well, I've only just come across for lunch, Cathy, but I'd be surprised. Daniel's got an exam today, you see.
Yeah, oh well.
What about that friend of Jamie's? Marty?
No joy. And he's not the bull either.
Well, you could try Brookfield.
Keep her head still, Pip.
I've got her.
It looks like a grass seed wedged near the corner of her eye.
Right, shall I get the tweezers?
Hold on. I'm not sure if it hasn't got itself lodged in the cornea. Oh, it's okay. I hope it's not damaged it. You can let her go now.
Okay.
We better ask Alistair to get it. I'll give him a call. How's your revision gone this morning, anyway?
Oh, you know, it's good to have a break.
Well, it'll be over this time tomorrow.
Well, then there's Monday to look forward to.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlotte texted me about helping Adam on Sunday.
Oh, right.
She seems up for it.
How many volunteers have you got now, then?
Four. There's me, Spencer, Luke and Charlotte. And I'm waiting to hear back from two guys Lucan knows.
Great.
I hope six will be enough.
Well, it's more than Adam had this time last week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Cathy's car.
A few more did get back to me on Facebook, but they're mostly busy revising, like me.
Will you be all right for Monday? It's not too much for you to take on, is it?
No, it's biology, and I've done quite a lot. And I can do a bit more in the evening on Sunday.
Well, I know Adam's really grateful.
I'm just glad he took it off Dad's back.
Yeah, he and Jennifer have been great.
Bet Uncle Brian was suddenly very busy doing other things, though.
Hi, Cathy. Do you want a cup of tea?
No, thanks. I'm looking for Jamie.
Oh.
He hasn't been round here, has he?
Not that I know of. Pip?
I haven't seen him.
Oh, right. Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Don't be daft. What's happened?
The school secretary rang me at work. He didn't turn up for his exam this afternoon.
Oh, Cathy, it's your worst nightmare, isn't it?
Well, he was there this morning, in the library, apparently.
Shall I go and text Josh?
Oh, would you, Pip? Thanks.
No problem.
Not that they're mates these days, really.
Well, you never know. He might have heard something. What's the exam?
Religious studies.
Oh, well, it's not as if it's English or maths.
No, he's got maths tomorrow.
How's he been coping with the exam so far? He's had a lot this week, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's tried really hard. Got himself there, done some work.
Oh, well, good.
But it would have been Sid's birthday today.
Okay, Mum. Speak soon.
So, anyway, Dad's down to do it.
Sorry, darling, what's he down to do?
Register the PC's concern about the bus service.
Oh, I think it's appalling.
Yeah. Though it's still only a possibility.
Well, I hope Jim gives them what for.
Can you doubt it?
How are people without a car expected to manage if they reduce the bus service to Borchester?
You sure you don't want a sandwich?
Oh, no, thanks. I've got a half-hour lesson at 2.
Well, the whole council was up in arms about it, apparently. There are rumours the Wednesday 6 o'clock's for the chop as well. From September, I think Dad said.
Oh, no, really?
Well, be honest, Shula, we never use them.
Well, that's not the point. It's the thin end of the wedge. And I am allowed to feel outraged on other people's behalf.
Fair enough. You got a busy afternoon?
No, not too bad. I've got a gap at 2:30, so I thought I'd pop round to Brookfield. Just to see how things are.
Oh, might see you there. Ruth's got a cow she wants me to look at.
Oh, right.
How's your mum? She's spoken to Elizabeth since Tuesday.
No, she's frightened she'll put her foot in it again.
Oh, poor Jill.
Elizabeth was so rude to her on the phone. Mum only offered to look after Freddie and Lily yesterday. She was trying to be helpful. Oh, put the lid on the butter, love. There's a fly buzzing round.
Sorry.
Oh, it's like she's closed ranks with the children and shut the rest of us out.
Yeah.
Just like when Nigel died. It's back to square one. She's acting as though she's invulnerable.
Well, at least Kenton's there to keep an eye on her.
She didn't say a word to him about it yesterday.
What, Nigel's birthday, you mean?
Mm. And he made a point of checking in with her before he went to bed, in case she was upset or couldn't sleep. But it was all barbed wire and keep out.
She used to share things with Kenton as well.
Oh, when the old battle lines were drawn over the inheritance, maybe. But not now. Not about the things that count. Still, I'm glad he's there for the twins.
And I'm glad you're there for the whole family.
Oh, doing my best. Oh, I do miss Dad.
Hey, come on.
This'll change one day.
Will it?
Here you are.
Mum?
The cricket pavilion. Where else? Can I sit down?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you've got your dad's sports watch on. Jamie?
Oh, Mum.
Darling. It's okay. Oh, shush. Shush, sweetheart.
Here's your coffee, Auntie Shula.
Thanks, Pip.
Oh, careful, Tig. I nearly stood on you then.
Where's David? Oh, he'll be over soon. He's filling the mixer wagon.
Mm. I came round to, well, you know.
Yeah, and he'll appreciate seeing you. No, down, Tig.
You stay down there.
Careful, he'll try and chew your fingers.
Oh, I don't mind. Oh, he's so adorable.
Isn't he? Dad keeps telling us he should be outside, but...
Yeah, well, he's right, really.
He sleeps outside.
Oh, I know Lily's keen to see him. She told me last Sunday.
Well, she's always welcome.
Mum and I went to Loxley Barrett Churchyard yesterday morning.
Did you?
Yeah. We put some sweet peas on Nigel's grave.
Yeah?
For his birthday. I'm glad you did.
There was already a bouquet propped up against the headstone.
From Auntie Elizabeth?
Mm. She must have been there pretty early. She was on a course all day.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pip.
It's not your fault.
No, but it's a bad example to the next generation if we can't heal something like this as a family.
Yeah, well...
Where are you going, Pet?
Back to my revision.
You okay?
Yeah, I think I'll phone Spencer.
Good idea. Oh, dear. It's her business studies tomorrow morning.
How on earth has she managed to revise with all this going on?
She's taking it to heart, all right. She's so close to her dad.
Yes, I know.
And to Elizabeth, really. Oh, I'm glad he's got the three counties to look forward to. He really needs a change of scene.
Yeah, it'll do him good.
Yeah. He decided to stay the full 3 days so he can immerse himself in it and forget all about Elizabeth.
Are you okay with that?
I want what's best for him, Shula. And daft as it sounds, I think it'll be a complete rest for him keeping 2 nights in a livestock trailer.
When I woke up, it was all just there. I felt like I did a year ago.
Me too.
I hated everyone feeling sorry for me, you know.
Yeah, it must have been hard.
We could have done so much together.
Yes, you could. You shouldn't have lost him like that.
He was such a great dad.
Oh, yes, he was. He always supported me where you were concerned. Even after we were divorced. No one could have loved you more.
I still miss him so much.
You're not on your own, love.
I'll be all right for my mass tomorrow, Mum. Don't worry.
I'll take you in if you like.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Make the effort, Dad. Smile. I'm not making a horror movie here, you know.
Ha ha.
I'm doing this for the farm, remember?
I thought you were supposed to be washing her down anyway, Josh.
No, we agreed I'd film you this time.
Oh, how convenient. Well, here's what I think of that.
Hey!
Got you!
Dad, mind the camera.
Well, you want a bit of slapstick for your blog, so there you are.
Hi.
Hey, fancy a shower?
Whoa, ho!
Dad's gone mental.
I'm just letting off a bit of steam. Right, Josh, you can turn the water off now.
Okay.
So, how is the eye? Ruth said she called you.
The grass seed had gone pretty deep into the conjunctival sac. I had to use forceps to get it out.
Oh, blimey.
Mm. I've left some ointment for her with Ruth.
Oh, thanks.
I'm videoing Jem and Bella for the website.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, while Muggins here does all the work. So the shampoo, Josh.
Right.
They seem very placid.
Yeah, well, we've kept them here in the yard. They're getting used to the comings and goings now.
Here, Dad.
Thanks.
What's that?
Oh, take it. It's for Tig.
Oh, wicked.
Hey, steady, Jem.
Oh, sorry.
No, she's okay.
I'll give it to him now.
Hey, what about this?
Laters.
Laters? Oh. I don't know. You come round here with your squeaky toys undermining my authority.
Sorry.
Let's get this shampoo on, shall we go?
No, a woman dropped it into the surgery when her dog died.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm often the beneficiary of old toys, pet food, you name it, to pass on to other owners.
Oh.
Sad, really.
Yeah. Well, Tig's already getting spoilt.
Well, he'll need plenty to chew on unless you want him demolishing your shoes.
Oh, he's had a go at those already.
Weekend after next, isn't it, the show?
Yeah, can't wait. Oh, come on. Let's get some under that leg.
Well, I wish you luck.
Thanks.
Certainly beauties, these two.
Yeah. Dad used to manage a herd of Herefords for George Fairbrother in the 50s, you know?
Yeah, you've told me before.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he had a great time at that final royal show. Sitting in the sun with his umbrella, chewing the fat with other Hereford breeders.
And you'll be doing just the same.
Well, beats working for a living. And it'll be a good opportunity to have a chat with NFU members from other counties, you know?
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, you pick up a lot that way.
And what about Ruth?
Oh, she doesn't mind. She and the kids will be over to visit a couple of times, I hope.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yep.
And I suppose it's as quiet a time as you ever get.
Yeah. Yeah, with the hay in now. The calm before the harvest storm. And Bert and Eddie will give her a hand back here while I'm away.
Yeah, I'm quite jealous. 3 days away from it all.
Yeah, well, I need something else to think about, that's for sure.
That's it, Adam! Hey, well done!
Thanks for helping me, Mum.
That really is a perfect bit of parking.
Well, I shan't need to move it again before Sunday.
Well, I should hope not.
I want the combine to be the centrepiece of our machinery display.
There's ever such a lot to fit in the yard, isn't there?
Oh, we'll manage.
With Tom's burger van as well.
Oh, he's parking that up the other end.
Oh.
I like what you've done with the gazebo, by the way.
Well, it's only a couple of jardiniers to pretty it up.
Well, even so. And it's not too far away from the kitchen for you, is it?
I think I can carry a few strawberries across. I'm not completely decrepit yet. And Kate will give a hand.
Well, make sure she does. She's been lying low this week. Oh, and I'll get those plastic tables out tomorrow. Give them a good clean.
Oh, Rory can help you with that.
Yeah, I may need to blag some extra chairs from somewhere. It's hard to know how busy we'll be.
Well, I know that Linda and Robert have got a stash of plastic chairs. Shall I phone her and see if we can borrow them?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Mum. And I need to set up your stall, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll do well selling the strawberries.
Yeah, and the venison,
uh-huh.
Once people have the opportunity to taste it. I'm going to roast a haunch with red wine and lovely things first thing on Sunday morning,
wow.
And then give out recipe sheets along with hot samples.
Mm, sounds great. Ah, hello, Zofia.
Hi.
Hello.
Adam, will it be okay to take photos at the play tonight?
I should think so. It's outdoors, isn't it?
Ah. I said so to Marek.
You'd better check when you get there, Zofia, in case it puts the actors off.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for taking us to see Shakespeare. My family are interested to hear about it.
Ah. Oh, Zofia, I don't suppose you'd like to give me a hand with the strawberries and cream on Sunday.
Oh, no, Jennifer. No, no. It's my day off. I am sorry.
That's you told.
And so charmingly.
I couldn't persuade any of them to help Stuart either.
Well, never mind. Pip's offered to help you.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll manage. Not a very summery choice of play, is it, Macbeth?
No, but they're doing Midsummer Night's Dream as well, and you could take them to that next month when it comes round.
Oh, that's a bit more like it.
Oh,
Want some?
What is it?
Insect repellent. Them wee midges. They fly into your eyes when you're whizzing through the skies. See what I did there? That should be enough.
So you like poetry, do you?
Well, I surprised you on Burns Night, didn't I?
Of course, we English have our own national poet.
Shakespeare. Do me a favour. If the good Lord intended men to wear tights, he'd have given us the legs to go with them.
That's rich, coming from a man that wears a skirt. Anyway, Shakespeare's about moral dilemmas, deceptions, betrayals, rivalry and love.
Whatever. You're dressed a bit fancy, ain't you? Ever wore a tie to your theme park?
Well, sometimes you have to think outside the box, Jezza.
You can take the man at the Building Society.
Oh, shut up.
There's no look women go for, Harry, I'm sorry.
Well, we'll see.
The tie's the main weapon in your armoury of the night. I'm home free with a Polish lassie.
She's called Zofia. She does have a name.
But it's me she'll be cuddling up to when the rides turn scary. Know the apprentice.
Oh, show us some respect, Jezza. What are you like?
Get out of yourself. What time's the minibus leaving?
At 6 o'clock. I'm making my way to Home Farm now on my bike.
Already? It's a bit early.
Yeah, well, I like being early.
You just want to nab a seat next to her on the minibus.
No, I don't.
Good. Then I will. It'll be practice for her sitting next to me in one of the big spotty teacups, eh? Ruin and ruin, Harry boy. She'll get that dizzy, she'll fight in my arms.
Well, I hope you've seen your armpits then.
I smell like an air freshener, me.
Yeah, and that's really attractive. Oh, Jezza.
Aye?
Actually, I might just have a squirt of that insect repellent. I mean, we will be outdoors, won't we?
In you go. Can you get the gate, Mum?
Yeah, okay.
Not quite sure how I'll pitch this part of the tour. People are so sentimental about lambs. I'm not sure they'll want to hear about live weight gains and finishing.
Well, the whole point of the day is to let the public know where their food comes from. So it's no point in being squeamish about it, Adam.
Well, I suppose not. I just hope some bunny hugger doesn't try jumping over the hurdles to liberate them.
Oh.
Well, thanks for helping me.
It's a family effort, isn't it? Anyway, I'd better go and get Rory something to eat.
Mum?
Yeah?
Just so you know, Ian's been worrying about sending Rory away to school.
Oh, has he? Well, Jill feels the same.
It's probably tied up with the fact Ian lost his mum when he was a kid, same as Rory.
Bridget wants it and Rory's keen, so there we are. Enjoy the play. Oh, hello, Zofia.
Hello.
Oh, you look lovely.
Thank you, Adam.
Ah, and here's Harry.
Careful!
No, I'm okay. You look very nice, Zofia.
Thank you.
Very nice indeed.
You're wearing a tie.
It's
very smart.
Good smart or bad smart?
Hey, let's just lose the tie.
Yes, they're not great in the heat anyway.
No, I think it looks good.
Oh, Zofia?
It matches your eyes. Keep it on.
Oh, yeah, all right then.
You didn't come with Jezza then?
No, I'm not his mother. You played very well against Penny Hassett, Adam.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, they weren't on form.
He's very fast, Zofia.
Uh-huh.
And I hope you don't mind me asking, but how do you get your cricket whites so clean?
Ian does something mysterious with them before they go in the washing machine.
Well, I'll have to ask him. You'll both have to come round to ours for a meal sometime.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
It's great, isn't it, Zofia, Adam putting on these cultural trips?
Oh, yes.
Well, with Mum and Marek's help, I'm just the driver, really, on this one.
It's very good for all the nationalities to get together.
Ah, here he is.
Huh? All right, dude. Hi there, Zofia.
Hello.
So, what's with the wraparound shades, Jezza?
Wind rushing in my eyes, it makes them water. Best be prepared, eh?
Hey?
Oh, well, thank you very much, Linda. Bye. She'll lend us the chairs for Sunday.
Oh, good.
She and Jill are meeting in a couple of weeks to further this Britain in Bloom plan for the village.
As if she wasn't involved in enough pet projects.
I know. It's nice for Jill to have something to focus on. Ooh, and a text from Alice. Had my final exam. Not too bad. Out celebrating tonight. Lol, Alice.
Well, she deserves it. This pool could do the clean.
Is everything all right, darling? Because if you're worried about Sunday, you needn't be. Adam's got everything under control.
No, no, it isn't that. I'm just worried about the extra costs if we try and vacate the market side early.
And what are they?
Well, the extra labour for a start. That was the contractor's main concern.
Yes, but if your costs are well below the bonus that the council's offering you for getting out early, does it matter? You'll have the money.
It's not that simple, Jenny. All kinds of other costs as well. We'd have to bring forward the timetable for the entire steel frame, for starters.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah, it's a real headache.
I'll tell you what. Mm. Why don't we walk part of the farm tour after supper? And then you can appreciate all Adam's efforts. And it'll help you unwind.
All right, yeah, good idea.
We did a lot today, he and I, while you were with Cliff and the contractors.
Sounds like a skiffle band, Cliff and the contractors.
Yes, it does. Ooh, they'll be sitting down for the play now.
What is it?
Open Air Macbeth.
Oh, great.
I wonder if Phoebe might want to come with me later in the season.
It's no more violent than a computer game, I suppose.
No, not to see Macbeth. See Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh.
Oh, she's so excited about her birthday at the end of the month. I can hardly believe she's going to be 13.
Well, her best years are behind her now.
Oh, darling.
I mean it. Life only gets more complicated as you grow up.
Well, some might say Phoebe's life's quite complicated anyway. You know, with her mother on the other side of the world most of the time. You know, Phoebe's having a disco in the hall.
Yeah. You'd better warn the ducks on the village pond to have their ear defenders ready.
And Hayley's thinking about the catering.
Well, if I were her, I'd just open the door, throw in the junk food and beat a hasty retreat. We'll be peeling them off the ceiling.
No, no, not at all. Phoebe's asked for salads and dips.
Really?
And,
She's not on a diet, is she?
No, she's just growing up.
Careful, Zofia. Yep, down you come.
Thank you, Harry.
Fuss. She can see where she's putting her feet.
I'm sorry, Zofia. He left his manners in Burnham Wood.
Nah, I'm okay now. Good night.
Oh, good night.
Come on, Magda.
You Burnham Wood.
Enjoy the play, Jezza.
You in on this and all?
What?
Tours of doom and gloom when I was expecting thrills and spills. I want my money back.
Oh, you'll get over it. There's a light on in the kitchen. I think I'll go and say goodnight.
So I'll see you guys around.
You knew all along, didn't you?
I couldn't possibly comment.
I thought there was something fishy you weren't tight to your theme park. But it's been me that's been kippered.
I thought it was a nice evening.
It was so boring.
Oh, you can't tell me those witches were boring, Jazza.
Well, nah. You're right. One of them was a right looker.
Yeah. And what about the fight? Oh, no, no, no. You were asleep by then, weren't you?
Fight?
Yeah, it was really good.
Wasn't it a complete waste of time, I suppose? At least I got to sit next to Zofia on the drive back.
Yeah, only because you barged in front of me getting into the minibus.
Well, that's showbiz for you.
Oh, Tom left a message about Sunday. He'll ring back, though.
Oh, okay, thanks.
I could hear barking in the background while he was talking. The new tenant next door to them's got a dog, Tom said, and it never shuts up.
Oh, Lord. Have you got past page 5 in this yet?
When have I had the time this week?
Well, you're going to have to read it eventually, Mum. Find out who the mistress of the paddocks actually is. Brian gone to bed?
Yes. And so should you, darling. You look absolutely booked.
Oh, I'll be all right.
You've worked flat out to get us ready for Sunday.
I'm glad we decided to do it, though.
Me too.
And David was right to let it go. He's pretty stressed out at the moment. Though I hadn't quite realised how much I was taking on when I agreed. Not that I'd let Brian know that.
I shan't say a word. Oh, he and I walked round some of the route this evening.
Oh, yeah?
And he was amazed at what you've achieved in such a short time.
Well, good. So am I.
Yeah. Fingers crossed for Sunday, then.
I'm sure the visitors will have a brilliant day.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.